You're listening to the Teach Better Talk podcast, featuring expert educators eager to share progressive tactics to reach more students. Teach Better Talk is created by teachers and fueled by passion. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 107 of Teach Better Talk. I'm Ray Hewart, and as always, I am with my very fit friend, Jeff Gargis.
Very fit, huh?
Try and say that 5 times fast. Very fit friend.
Must have ran out of words.
Well, I haven't run out of words. I actually had a word from Tim Cavey that I'm holding off because it's so special that I was going to wait till episode 108 to share that one.
Why 108?
Well, I don't know. I already shared fit friend. You want me to use two in the same episode?
No, that's fine. I'm just anxious for 108 now, so that'd be great. So, whatever.
We are going to talk about the need for our teachers to take care of themselves. Because if you're a listener, whether you have met us in person or not, or connect with us on social media, we care about you. And we just can't help it. We do. We care about you. And on the days that are tough, we want to be there for you. And we want to give you a good laugh and support you. And the reason we love all that is because we really believe in this teach better mindset. So if you're a teacher right now struggling with being physically fit or finding balance in your life, I won't lie to you. Nick, our amazing guest, is going to take care of all of that for you. All of your problems will be solved by the end of this podcast. But Jeff, the one element we didn't touch on during our interview was educators pursuing more for themselves. So I'm going to throw that to you, and you are going to rattle off a kajillion ways for our teachers to pursue more. Good luck. With a minute and a half to go, go.
Yeah, so kajillion ways probably not, but yeah, you're right. So Nick definitely takes care of the health side of things and the wellness of that, like that type of thing. Take care of yourself. There, one thing that we love always talking about, and that the Teach Better mindset also encompasses, is the professional growth, right, around our practice and what we're trying to do every day. So I'm not going to give you a kajillion because, honestly, I don't want to link all those in the show notes, if I'm being completely transparent. I'm going to give you three, Ray. Is that okay? Can I do three? Three ideas.
Three's
that
okay.
You can kind of take with. So the first one is going to conferences, right? So obviously this isn't – I hope this isn't new to anyone. Go to conferences, right? It's a great place to go to connect, great place to grab a ton of ideas, to find the one or two that you really need to grasp onto, change your classroom. Obviously, I'm about to plug the fact that we have the Teach Better Conference coming up here in November 8th and 9th here in Northeast Ohio, teachbetterconference.com. Use the code podcasttalk, save $50. Come hang out with Ray, come hang out with me, with Tiffany, with Chad, with Dave Burgess, with Tall Tal Thompson, with Tara Martin, with Ryan Sheehy, with Adam Welcome, with a whole bunch of other people too that are amazing, and also our guest today, Nick, who's going to be there and possibly maybe running some awesome fitness course or classes and yoga and stuff like that, so super cool there. Number two is, I think, my favorite one that I push a lot, Ray, and that's utilizing social media. Utilizing the network that you can build on social media. You know, we talk a lot about how, with social media, the barriers of the geographic barriers of how you can build your network are no longer there. You can now connect with educators from all over the world. So utilize that. Do things like Twitter chats. Do things like reaching out and connecting with people and build those relationships. You're no longer confined to just who's down the hall from you. You can go so much further than that and bring them into your community. So utilize that to grow, I think, is crucial. And then the third is getting involved with an organization, whether it's a local organization, state level, or national organization that's focused around education, and get involved, whether that's, AMLE or OAGC or NAGC. Sorry, I'm doing the Ohio affiliate, but NAGC or ISTE, whatever it might be. Or, we've been doing a lot of work with the really awesome people over at IDEA, which is the Illinois Digital Educators Alliance, which is in Illinois. Ray, obviously you're there. We have a lot of Illinois educators that listed and who we're friends with. So people like that, they've got some really cool things. If I'm talking about IDEA, and I have talked about ISTE, it's kind of a cool connection there because IDEA has an awesome new ISTE certification They've got all kinds of professional development opportunities, and it's free. So, like, look for those organizations. Look for those groups of people that have come together and to grow, to learn from each other, to challenge each other, to provide resources, and to bring educators together to be better. So go to conferences, get involved in events like that. Continue to grow your social media network or in just your network in general, and lean on it. Build the P&L. Get involved in Twitter chats and grow that way, and then get involved with some sort of an organization, whether that's volunteering to work with them or just going to the events and becoming a member to absorb everything that these organizations that have. Focus on, I want to see everyone growing. I mean, we have this ability to be connected to so much information right now. There's no excuse for not growing anymore, and being better every day. So super excited about that. I hope I did what you were looking for, Ray, there. You can tell me whether I did or not, but I'm not even going to listen. I'm going to move on to this episode. Did I do what you said, Ray? Am I good? Am I fired?
No, you can stay, Jeff. You did all right. You didn't keep it within my time frame, but I only threw in the time frame because you do that to me. So
I knew exactly what you were doing.
Yes, you did well.
Because for those of you who don't know, I'm always going to Ray like, all right, in 10 seconds or less, can you explain, I don't know, some crazy...
The world.
Yep. How physics works, how airplanes fly. I don't know. So I appreciate you doing that, Ray, and I was not going to go anywhere near that time frame. But so let's talk about this episode. We touched on a little bit that what it's going to... We talk a lot about this episode is all about that, right? About that personal wellness, which is so crucial in this world of education. But Nick Mann is the founder and his coach over at TeacherFit, teacherfit.com, where you can go to. Nick is also a Marine Corps veteran, 8 years in Marine Corps infantry and an officer before he went into the health and fitness space. He's got a gym that he works with and then that he founded, and then he started working with after school programs and fell in love with this idea and this passion for impacting kids. And he tells a story about how he got to where he is and like where his mindset went and why he decided to start what it's now called TeacherFit and what he's trying to do. And Ray, I think you and I both probably 10 to 15 times throughout this episode say the words, we love your mission, we love your drive, and we love your passion, because that's just Nick. He is passionate, he's driven, and he's got a really, really important mission. So I'm super excited for everyone to dive in. Some awesome advice in here. And some great resources. Ray, I've talked a lot. Is there anything you want to say before we get into the episode?
No, I just want our listeners to know that I'm such a huge Nick Mann fan, and I feel like he has yet to connect with all of our people, and I want everybody listening to, of course, soak in all the great advice that he provides. Obviously, ignore that whole segment where he makes fun of me. Just feel free to cut that out or skip ahead. And then go connect with him on social media, because he's doing amazing things and this is a great network to be a part of.
That'll work. Let's do this. Episode 107 with Nick Mann. Hey, what's up, podcast? It's Jeff. Don't worry, I'm going to get right back in the episode, but I want to jump in and make sure that you are aware of the 2020 IDEACon. That's IDEACon. It's formerly known as the ICE Conference in Illinois. Ray talks about it all the time. It was one of the first conferences she ever went to, and now we're super excited. She's going back every year. We're going to be there this February 24th through 27th, 2020, at the Renaissance Schaumburg Hotel and Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois. I hope that you're going to join us. So this is an awesome conference. Whether you are a technology specialist, an IT professional, a librarian, instructional coach, pre-service teacher, or anyone in education, this is a conference that's going to offer you nationally recognized speakers and over 400 different training opportunities for you to go learn and grow. So make sure you head over to ideaillinois.org or go to the bit.ly. It's bit.ly/IDEACon for all the information that you need, including registration, which opens up in early October. I look forward to seeing you February 24th through the 27th, 2020 at IDEACon. Now let's get back to the episode. All right, we are here and we are talking with Nick Mann. And Nick, it is awesome to have you on the podcast. We connected, I don't know how long ago. We've had a bunch of different conversations about all the awesome work that you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish. And super excited. I know you had Chad on your podcast fairly recently. And we've been super excited to get you on this. So, man, I really appreciate you coming on and taking some time, hanging out with us, hopefully having some fun. How are you feeling right now?
Oh, I feel good. I am excited to be on the show as well. We like you said, we've had multiple conversations. I myself have talked to Ray. I've talked to Jeff. Chad's been on my podcast, like you said, and it's an honor to be on the show and, you know, share my message and work with you guys to do the same.
If I can stop us really quick, Ray, Nick, you've talked with Ray and with myself and with Chad. So, like, if you had to, and you kind of do, but if you had to pick your favorite,
it would be me.
What, Ray, stop. Don't bully him. Let him make up his own mind.
I'm going to have to go with Ray. I mean, she reached out for helpful and kind and willing
to
share the Teacher Fit message. So I got to go with Ray.
He doesn't realize that I edit the podcast, Ray.
Really, Jeff, he is saying that I'm his favorite because out of all of us, I'm the one that still has not committed to fitness. And so he's fucking up to me in hopes that I'll get into it.
I can get behind that plan.
Because I love the Teacher Fit model. I'm sure we're going to talk a ton about it. I'm a mega supporter. I just don't commit fully to this, and I should. So he's just trying to butter me up.
Wait a minute. Whoa. You say commit fully as if you commit at all.
Well, I have the app on my phone.
Ray, and share with us, why do you not commit? What's holding you back?
Ooh. Hey, Nick, this is your interview. Why don't you tell us?
No. Let's do it. All right, I'll ask. Ray, why haven't you committed? What's going on over there?
I'm making excuses. I have this excuse that I'm a full-time classroom teacher, director of training and development for the Teach Better team, and an ISU professor, and I don't have time. Did I mention I'm also married and I have two dogs, and now I'm interviewing all of you?
It's not like Jeff. Jeff's got all the time in the world because he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, Jeff Gargis literally sits on his butt all day, so I don't know.
Yeah.
You have to make it a priority, Ray, and I'll leave it at that.
Nick, I know. I'm so sorry.
I'll tell you what. We are 2 minutes and 40 seconds into this podcast, and Nick just dropped the first just truth bomb of you've got to make it a priority, and that's just massive. I thought that was one of the hardest parts for me. It still is my biggest struggle, so that's awesome. So. Okay, Ray, you want to go on with the show like we originally planned, or would you like Nick and I to continue to give you a hard time?
I don't know. I'm feeling pretty beat down. I think I'm going to have to come back to this recording some other time, guys. I'm going to see you later.
We made it from the best place.
Well, yes. I appreciate it, Nick. I don't love Jeff, but you are somebody that I really appreciate. I value our friendship, Nick. You're an amazing person and doing great things for teachers, and I do want to get into that while I sit here and eat a bag of chips. So can you do me a favor and tell our listeners a little about yourself and the Teacher Fit mission?
Absolutely. So I'm a veteran of the Marine Corps, spent 8 years as an infantry officer in the Marines. And through that and training for that through college and high school, really just found a passion and love for fitness. So as I was transitioning out of the Marine Corps, got into the health, fitness, wellness, nutrition space, ended up opening my own gym, but always had a passion for working with youth and at-risk youth and students. And through that desire and visiting schools and trying to volunteer my time and bringing students to my gym, I eventually was able to partner with a local middle school and start an after-school program. And through working with the students and really working with the staff through a staff wellness program as well, I realized the best way for me, myself, to scale and impact the number of students that I really want to in just a big way, I needed to impact the teachers that they spent all day with. Because what I noticed was the teachers that came out and worked out with us, the teachers that would come out and play sports and just do stuff and be present and active and had energy to do those things were the ones that were healthy and in shape and taking care of themselves through nutrition and activity and all these things. But there were so many teachers that just weren't in that personal space of being healthy and having energy just because of the demand of the job. So through that and programs I had started in my gym, I eventually just manipulated our online program to shift from working with the general populace to focusing on educators because I just saw that need was so drastic And there was just nothing in the education space that would serve educators to allow them to have the tools necessary to take care of themselves and therefore impacting their students on a bigger level. And now we're partnering with individual educators. We're partnering with schools, which is kind of our biggest push currently. And then we also have some school districts that we're partnering with to provide fitness, nutrition, yoga, different programs to help them take care of themselves. And you know, self-care is kind of the buzzword with nutrition. And just like everyone talks about, oh, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to take care of myself. We're actually putting things in place that allow teachers to do so. And that kind of sums up the Teacher Fit program.
And we are also going to have Teacher Fit out at the Teach Better conference in November, which is going to be awesome. So you're going to be able to come out and meet Nick in person and maybe get to do some workouts, maybe a little yoga. We'll find out what happens at the conference. So we're super excited to bring you out there. Before we go any further, Nick, I do want to stop for just a second. And from the entire Teach Better Nation, I want to say thank you for your service to our country.
I don't know if
I've ever actually said that to you, knowing that you've, you know, that you're a Marine, but I want to make sure that that is on record saying that, because it truly is something that I hold dear, people who have done that and sacrificed so much for us. So I appreciate that a whole lot.
Yeah, thank you very much. I obviously loved my time in the Marine Corps and, you know, would never change it. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, 8 years in, right?
Correct.
Awesome. Yes, truly appreciate that. So I want to talk, you know, you touched quite a bit. I love the story that you shared of how Teacher Fit kind of became a thing. So can you give us a little, like, dive in a little bit of what it actually is? So we know why you got there and what the impact that you're trying to make. We know the impact that you're having right now. How does it actually work? I'm a teacher listening right now. I'm going, okay, I like it. I like this guy. I like what he's saying. I want to make it a priority. I want to do this. I want to be one of those teachers that has the energy that can go out and play with my kids, and I'm not right now. How does Teacher Fit help me? What is this thing?
So we're an online fitness platform. So we use an app, and every teacher that registers for the program or every teacher that a school registers has access to our app. And through the app, we put out 5 new workouts every week, Monday through Friday, and 2 new yoga classes each week that come out on Tuesday and Thursday. And if you're a teacher, you can log into the app, you can see the workout, you can see the yoga class, and there's going to be a demonstration of all the movements we're going to do, a workout breakdown, scaling and modification options, guided warm-up, guided cool-down. We're basically going to walk you through everything you need to know for the workout. And these workouts are easily scalable. Obviously, we're trying to reach teachers who have been active all the way to the teacher that's taking the first step of a healthy lifestyle. So there's going to be options for the workout. And the yoga classes are easily completed by any level of individual, whether you've done yoga before or you are personally scared of yoga, but you know you need it, like myself. And this, all of our programs are 30 minutes. So we know that teachers are busy, and we don't want you to feel that you're having to take away from your passion as an educator or your family obligations or yourself to do these things. So it's 30 minutes, the workout, the yoga class, whatever you want to execute, you can get in, get it taken care of, get great results, and then move on and continue to do what you need to do. And the third piece of the program is our nutrition. And that includes a quarterly nutrition course. So right now we're in the middle of our back to school nutrition course, and it's 6 weeks of a Brilliance at the Basics education series that's going to teach you kind of self-awareness with regards to what you're currently doing with regards to your nutrition, good and bad, and then break down how many calories should you eat, what are the macronutrients and why do you need them, and then kind of tips and tricks throughout the 6 weeks. So when a teacher takes the course and actually does the work throughout the week to hold themselves accountable and learn, at the end of that 6 weeks, they should be able to move forward with a basic understanding of nutrition so that they can plan a week of meals on their own or make healthy choices when they have to eat out and build consistency that they can use this week and next month and next year so that over time, these consistent small actions on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis get the results they want to get. There's tons of information out there on nutrition, both good and bad, and restrictive diets and the keto diet and all these different things that are great, but not really easily maintained for everyone. So we find that nutrition is the most important part to any sort of lifestyle change to really give you energy, you know, get you in a place that you can be your best. So three pieces: fitness, yoga, nutrition. Everything is app and online based. And we're trying to just really build a community that can impact the culture of a school or education as a whole through those things.
So essentially, you've got a personal trainer, personal yoga instructor, personal nutritionist, and a community all in your pocket.
Correct. Yeah. And that's what we want to do, is build that community and provide high quality courses and coaching that an educator possibly couldn't get to with time or afford. Obviously, personal training and personal coaching can get very expensive. So we want to try to give that in the group format so that educators can be their best.
So that's what I was going to touch on. So, I mean, that's a lot of value coming at you right there. So, I mean, we got to be talking, what, $30, $50 a month?
No. So if you go monthly, it's only $15 a month. And if you commit to a longer period of time, it's less than $10 a month for an individual educator.
See what I did there, Ray? Set them up for that. Because I knew how ridiculously cheap it was, and I wanted them to say it. But it really is. It's what you're doing is crucial. It's super important. This is a very tough job. It is not easy. It is stressful. It's frustrating. It's tiresome. It's hard on the mind, the body, the soul, but it is also extremely important. So
correct.
Focusing on that well-being is so important. So cool. So, so I love it, Nick. You know that we love what you're doing. I want to dive in. So this has been a new adventure for you, right? So you had the gym, you were doing things, but this is like another step. So a lot of stuff going on. And you know, I don't know if we're going to go with this, if you're going to stick with the business side of things, if you're going to reach back into, you know, the military days, what it might be, but let's talk about a failure that you've had in your life. Kind of take us there with you. What happened? How did it make you feel? How did you overcome that? And what did you take away from that?
Yeah, so I will stick with the business piece because you brought that up, and I think it's an easy transition or a flow. But I think just daily business failures have really taught me to fail forward. And you know, we may come back and talk about that later, but you know, I came into business leaving the Marine Corps, very successful. I have these huge goals of achieving, you know, impact on students and impact on my local community. And, you know, obviously there are financial goals and all these things about how I define success. And those things just don't always happen. There are days you feel great. And then there are days you feel like I am the worst business person in the world. I cannot figure anything out. And I'm sure teachers feel similar on different days. It's like, I am impacting these students. And the next day you're like, I cannot break through this class to save my life. And it's just up and down. And you know, there's been struggles, whether it be with staff or with members or programs that I launched and these great ideas I thought I had that just completely failed in a big way. And I've you know, Teacher Fit is probably my eighth or ninth business that I've started, to include the gym and a nonprofit and a t-shirt company and a competition series, and most have made zero money in the negatives. And I think just going through those situations and realizing, hey, you gave it a good effort. Was it your best effort? Learning from that. And then, like I said, something that really impacted me before was, hey, fail fast and fail forward. You know, don't take a failure and let it hold you back for so long that you cannot be successful moving forward. Learn from a mistake, learn from a failure, and then take another step and keep going.
Speaking my language, brother. I've started so many businesses at this point, I don't remember what half of them were. So I finally found the one that made sense for me.
Right.
And it sounds like you have as well. So let's flip it, man. Let's talk about a successful moment you've had. This could be something big, something small, but tell us what happened. Why was it a success for you? And then what'd you take away from that?
I think the biggest success was for me was becoming a Marine officer, and something I'm, you know, so proud of accomplishing, and just on a daily basis, think back to how important it was to me and what it meant to me to pin on the Eagle, Globe, and Anchor and become a leader of Marines. And I think the reason that it's so important to me and the reason I was successful is that I became so obsessed with achieving that goal from the minute I read Making the Corps my senior year of high school, I basically stopped going to class my senior year of high school and just went to the library and read everything I could possibly find on the Marine Corps history, becoming a Marine, and just became consumed with being the best Marine officer that I could become. And went through 4 years of college training in the summers and training every single day throughout school, physically, mentally, reading every book. And of course, it was a hot time for the Marine Corps from, you know, 2001 through really currently. So there's a lot to read and a lot to consume and a lot to learn from. And I just, you know, really, that was the only thing that mattered to me. And I think that's why I was successful. And it still to this day means so much to me.
You know, Nick, something I love about all of your stories, even when you're giving me grief about the workouts, is your passion. I mean, you are, I'm sure that our listeners hear it too. You're so passionate about what you're doing. And I think that that really can resonate with teachers across the country, across the world, because we all carry that same passion. We want to do well. We want to do what's best for our students, what's good for ourselves. And that passion just, you can hear it through each of your stories. I think that's so powerful. What is keeping you excited about all that you're doing right now? I mean, obviously you've accomplished a lot. I know you say that you failed a lot, but to be honest, I've seen nothing but amazing things from you since we've connected. How do you, you know, how does this all fuel your fire for you?
I think it really comes back to building, and this is why I love teachers, is that they've built a life of passion, like you said. And, you know, they're not obviously doing it for the money. They're not doing it for fame or fortune. They're doing it because they love it. And that's what I'm trying to do as well. I love health and fitness. I love educators. I love young people. And just the connection of all of that with TeacherFit is why I'm so excited about TeacherFit and the ability to impact a community as a whole. And my mom was a teacher, and I've been surrounded by teachers for years. And I just never knew what a strong, connected community it was until I got back involved with education. And like, the teacher community is just unreal. And we see it via social media, and we see it inside of schools and at conferences and all these places. But my ability now through TeacherFit and just seeing it grow and being able to impact that community and kind of change the culture of wellness and how people look at wellness. Like, my goal is to, you know, the day that you can log on to a school system website and the wellness initiative is simply a PDF that says eat healthy and exercise, and that is all you get. The day that that is crazy is my goal. I want to get to that. It's just crazy, and you would never see it. When you log on to a website, you should see a TeacherFit program that is supportive to you and gives you the ability and the tools necessary to take care of yourself. And when every teacher has that, from here to Canada to Australia and all the places we're like dipping our toe into working right now, that is when I will see TeacherFit as a success. And that's what really drives me and what I'm excited about.
Yeah, that's so important, Nick. I love your mission. I think it's, I mean, I know we joke about, you know, not getting into fitness, but I mean, that goes back to the next question I want to ask you. You know, for a teacher sitting here that's laughing at me not committing the time, I mean, really, I want you to know, but I want our listeners to know, it's just an excuse. And we would never allow our students to make these types of excuses, because we would know how important it is for them and for their success. And so as our listeners are participating in this conversation, and as I'm continuing to reflect on my poor choices, what advice do you give someone listening, an educator who's in the field, feeling overwhelmed, their to-do list is, you know, longer than ever, and they really want to reach their students? What type of advice does that teacher need to make sure they are also taking care of themselves so that they are able to show up every day and focus on their students?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, and this is what I work with teachers and my individual clients and everyone that I work with, is it's a mindset. And for years and years and years, kind of health and wellness has been a secondary or tertiary priority with so many people. And once we understand and develop and take a mindset that through my own personal health and wellness, I am then better at my job. I am better for my spouse. I am better for my family. I am better for my students. Once you adapt that mindset, it's easy to make it a priority because the benefits are exponential. And instead of thinking, oh, this is a time suck, think about it as adding time to your day, adding time to your life. So my advice would be, one, adjust your mindset, adjust your mentality, be excited about taking care of yourself. You deserve to be your best. So whatever that needs to be, you have permission. I'm giving you permission right now to take care of yourself. And then two, take small steps. It doesn't need to be 0 to 100 miles an hour. You know, that works for some people. For most people, it does not. So if it's, hey, let's get up 30 minutes earlier and let's just move our body. That could be some stretching. That could be some meditation. That could be a walk outside to get some fresh air. Maybe that's step one. We don't need to sign up for a Spartan race. We don't need to run an ultra marathon. We don't need to go to a gym and, you know, do something crazy. You know, we just need to take one small step each day to take care of ourselves. And that would be my guidance is, hey, tomorrow morning after you listen to this podcast, get up 30 minutes early and do something that's going to set your day up for success.
Oh, I'm going to do that right now. You listen in. When you get up tomorrow and you do that one small step to change and be better, you need to share that out either on Instagram or on Twitter using hashtag teach better and hashtag teacher fit so that we can see that and celebrate with you. Nick, that's so true. I mean, both of those, the mindset and the small steps are crucial. You know, you talk about like it changes from, oh, like this is a time suck or whatever to not putting it in to make it a priority. And now it becomes, this isn't like something I have to carve out. It's already in place. This is part of the schedule is a huge piece. And then the small steps is something that hit me because, you know, I got in back into being a little more healthy. I'm still working on it back in last August, was doing well, was running all the time, was preparing for my first half marathon and my first marathon and everything. And then I got injured and it really sidelined me in a lot of ways. Even after coming back from my injury, I figured out that somehow that affected me mentally and I've really struggled with things. And it's been taking little steps now getting back that has been really crucial. And the first step was just getting back to getting up early.
Right.
Even if I didn't actually get up and go work out the one day, as long as I was getting up early, I trained my mind back to that. Then it was, okay, let's get up and do something like you said, even if it's just stretching, even if it's just doing, you know, some, you know, maybe a couple push-ups, something like that, whatever, doing something.
Right.
Then it's getting up and doing the things that I wanted to do, which was getting out and run, even if it was a short distance, and just getting to the gym to get, even if it's a light workout. Those little pieces, that's such just spot-on advice.
Yeah,
I love it.
Every day you're investing in yourself, and it's compounding interest. So, you know, over time, it doesn't matter if you're taking just a small step, they're all going to add up and you're going to get to the place you want to be.
Yeah. Love it. All right. So you said it was a mindset. So now I need you to get your mindset right because we're going to do these next 6 questions and your goal is to answer each one in 15 seconds or less. You ready to roll?
Got it.
All right. What is one piece of technology that you cannot live without in your life?
I'm going to say the Teacher Fit app.
There you go.
Self plug.
That's all right. We'll plug in the show notes over at teachbetter.com as well. See that plug? Give us a book that you're reading right now.
About to finish Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, the creator of Nike.
Ooh, nice. I might need to look that one up. Who do we need to follow on either Twitter or Instagram today?
I'm going to give a shout out to the two guys I work with at the middle school, Hamish Brewer, the Relentless Principal, and Jonathan Alsheimer, Mr. Alsheimer. And then also I love Run and Rant on Twitter. It's got people of all walks of life. Some are running, some are walking, some are just, you know, sharing knowledge and other things. And I love just hearing everyone kind of spit on the topic of the week.
Love it. What's a good YouTube channel or website for educators?
Oh man. I'm going to have to say the Teacher Fit YouTube channel.
It's all right. I'm good with that too. I agree with that answer. Give us a daily, weekly, or monthly routine every teacher should get into.
Daily movement. Just move your body for 10 minutes every day. Again, could be stretching or, you know, going for a walk, going for a run, picking up a weight, and putting it down. Doesn't matter. Just move your body.
And what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
I'm going to circle back to kind of the failure story and just say fail forward. We all make mistakes and have failures in our life. It's what we learn from them and how we take that next step forward and not back that defines us.
You did okay, Ray.
I think he did better than okay. I won't lie. I'm inspired. I'm going to make a better choice, Nick. I promise.
Will we see Ray tag us tomorrow?
Ooh.
With some sort of health activity.
Here's the deal, Nick. In my first year teaching, I taught yoga because I've been a dancer my whole life. Right. And for 6 years now, I have literally done the bare minimum. And I'm going to use the excuse that I'm recovering from shoulder surgery. But again, just another excuse. So right. I will commit to doing some physical exercise in the hope of within the next, I don't really know how much longer my physical therapist is going to deal with me, but in the next 6 months, I want to be back into yoga. Full commitment right there.
Good commitment. Now, I do want to say we give Ray a hard time, but Ray does – she does the movement part. One, she's always moving in her classroom, but also she walks her dog. She goes, you know, she goes out to the park with her dog, stuff like that. So Ray, you do the movement. You just don't necessarily like call it exercise, I guess.
That's true.
You know, Nick said it, his routine is just some sort of movement. So you do have that. So I'm always going to give you a hard time, but I do want to give you, you know, credit where credit's due. So
well, I appreciate that, boss.
I do what I can.
Well, I want to make sure, Nick, that all of our listeners can get in contact with you. They can get logged into TeacherFit. They can see all these resources, get the app on their phone, and take yoga with me while I'm going to find time in my schedule to do yoga from now on. So would you mind sharing how our amazing listeners can connect with all of this great content?
Yes. So on Twitter, we are TeacherFit19. If you just search TeacherFit, you'll find us. Instagram is TeacherFit Online. You can go to www.teacherfit.com to kind of see a full breakdown of what we offer. I believe we're just TeacherFit on Facebook, TeacherFit on YouTube, and I think that about covers it. We're transferring a lot of our content onto the new YouTube channel now, so that'll continue to get better and better as we go.
Awesome, and you know, you can find all the links and resources and everything we talked about in this episode over at teachbetter.com. as well as all those really important links for connecting with Nick and all of TeacherFit. So make sure you head over to teachbetter.com for all the show notes and all of that there. Be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss any upcoming episodes. And if you can give us a rating review, we'd really appreciate that as well. Nick, it's been awesome having you on. Love talking about your mission and what you're trying to do and how you got there and the impact that you're having. The resources that you're creating for teachers and for just anyone and for that matter, and what you're trying to do. We truly appreciate your work. We truly appreciate you. And thanks for coming on and just hanging out with us, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Ray and Jeff, I appreciate you guys as well. And it's been an honor, and I look forward to working with you guys in the future.
And until next time, let's get out there and let's teach better.